the peril of presenting in the rarefied world of academic biology doesn't sound like the most promising idea for a play, but The How and the Why, written by Sarah Treem and having its Bay Area premiere at Aurora Theater through May 8th, sets that notion on its head. Not only does the play make the world of academia fraught with intrigue, but it tackles head-on both the content of a biological discovery and the role of women in academic science. The play opens as Rachel, a graduate student, meets Zelda, a professor, in the latter's Boston office. It soon becomes clear that Rachel is the daughter that Zelda gave away as an infant. They're now in the same field in biology, and Rachel has a theory about the biological role of men, which would contradict the theory that made Zelda famous years earlier. As the play unfolds, so does the complexity of the situation. The How and the Why is a play about ideas, and it's a smart play, demanding concentration from the audience in order to fully comprehend not only the nature of Rachel's thesis, but also the relationship between Rachel and Zelda, between women and academia, and the tug between ambition and the necessities of love and relationships. The play works for three reasons beyond the writing. The first is the acting, particularly by Bay Area stalwart Nancy Carlin as Zelda. Even though she's closely matched by Martha Brigham as Rachel, Carlin's Zelda is riveting as you watch not only when she's talking, but when she's responding to Rachel. Even when nothing seems to be happening, something is always happening. The silence between words is as fascinating as the words themselves. The second reason the play works is the direction by Joy Carlin, who manages to maintain clarity in the face of what might be confusing academic and biological jargon. And the third is the intimacy of the theater, Harry's Upstairs, in which every seat is the best seat in the house. One of the finest productions in the Bay Area last season was Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson, another two-person play which was also directed by Carlin and was also presented in Harry's Upstairs. What role do men play in biology? What kinds of obstacles do women have to overcome in academic science? And how does one forward a research career and still maintain a full emotional life? All these questions are explored in this play. And theater that makes you think as well as feel sometimes seems like a rarity, which is why The How and the Why is such a joy. The How and the Why by Sarah Treem, directed by Joy Carlin, plays at Harry's Upstairs at Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley through May 8th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.